USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Whistleblowers, by definition, remain unidentified. But in this case, President Trump wants to make an exception. He's calling on the whistleblower at the root of his impeachment inquiry to come forward.
He was like a big anti-Trump person, hated Trump, and they said terrible things. Now, I don't know if it's true or not.
Meanwhile, the anonymous whistleblower's lawyer says they've given Republicans in Congress the opportunity to submit written questions that the whistleblower would answer under oath and penalty of perjury. Authorities in Southern California say the wildfires are largely under control now, but risk of new ones remains high. The Ventura County Fire Department says the Maria fires burned about 10,000 acres north of L.A. It's now 70% contained. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Last week's House resolution establishing rules going forward when it comes to an impeachment inquiry against President Trump, the focus of many of the Sunday news shows. House Minority Whip Republican Steve Scalise saying that President Trump did not commit any high crimes or misdemeanors to trigger such an inquiry.
They didn't accept any Republican amendments. They don't want fair rules. They just want to hurt President Trump's chances to win re-election.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. A group of White House officials, four of them, who were supposed to give depositions in the impeachment inquiry today, are not expected to attend. Two of the officials have already been subpoenaed, and Democratic lawmakers say they could issue subpoenas to the others. Three House committees still looking into the circumstances of President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's leader in July, in which the president allegedly pressured that Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Funeral services for former Detroit Congressman John Conyers will be held today in the Motor City. Conyers died late last month at the age of 90. Former President Bill Clinton will attend this service, which will start at 11 a.m. Conyers served 53 years in the U.S. House, longer than any other African-American in history. However, he was driven out of office in the end by sexual harassment accusations in 2017. A well-known California winemaker is due to report to federal prison today for his role in the college admissions cheating scandal. The Napa Valley vineyard owner, Augustin Husneas, sentenced to 5 months in prison for agreeing to pay $300,000 to have someone change his daughter's SAT scores to get her into USC as a water polo recruit. He also has to complete 500 hours of community service. And sportswear company Under Armour is being accused of improperly recording its sales to strengthen its earnings. The Wall Street Journal reports the federal investigation is focusing on allegations that Under Armour shifted sales between quarters to make the numbers look better. The company says it's been cooperating with the Justice Department and the SEC. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.